Many Utah gardeners were caught off guard last week when frost burned tomato plants they just put in the ground. But a new scientific paper from the University of Utah explains why that unexpected frost really isn't so surprising. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Climate scientist Court Strong scrambled last week to drape plastic over his family's backyard tomato plants. The rule of thumb locally is that it's pretty safe to plant by Mother's Day weekend, but not this spring.
All right, so this is the plastic that we bought to make the greenhouse.
The frost-free season is 10 days longer now than it was a century ago, and it's natural to think that's because of climate change. But Strong and a scientist from the U.S. Geological Survey teamed up on a recent scientific paper that identifies atmospheric circulation as a bigger factor in late frost than climate change.
Even though global warming affects timing of fronts because it affects circulation, most of the variability that we've seen over the last century is really due to changes in wind direction more than it is due to large-scale warming.
They trace the timing of frost to thunderstorms in the Pacific Ocean near the equator.
What's interesting about the study, though, is understanding where it comes from.
This is not the first scientific data linking Pacific weather patterns to Utah skies. Utah State University scientists have found those patterns also affect local winter pollution episodes. Strong says his study probably won't help much in forecasting late frost since Pacific weather is so unpredictable. So he's keeping the plastic handy for future tomato starts. Judy Faze, KUER News.